Guys, welcome back to Journey Promises. It's been a minute, and I'm really excited to be back. I'm also really nervous, and so bear with me as I kind of get my flow back. Yeah, this is something I've been thinking about for a long time, and I'm really excited to be going at it again. It's been almost 3 years, I think, something like that, 2 years since I did this last, and it's going to look a little different, and it is going to flow a little different, but I'm really excited. I'm excited for what the Lord has been teaching me. I'm excited about what He has been doing in my life and in my heart and the ways that He has been teaching me and growing me. He's just been so kind in the past few years and really in the past few months. I mean, He's always kind, but I've been able to see His heart in a lot of new ways recently. And yeah, I'm really excited to share that with you. And so here we are, Journey Promises round two. I'm Amber Lithgow, if we didn't meet before, and I'm really excited that you're here. My hope for this podcast is that we get to journey together. My heart really is for discipleship. It's for seeing people know and experience the promises of God in their life. It's something that I have struggled with. It's something that I continue to struggle with. And I want this to be a place where I can come and honestly kind of teach more out of the overflow of what God is teaching me and hope that He may also be teaching you the same thing. And so that's kind of my prayer, is that we get to learn together. We get to be on this ride together. We get to follow Jesus together. And so, friend, I cannot tell you how excited I am that you're here with me. Yeah, I guess this is just kind of an introduction episode. And so I'm going to kind of reintroduce myself, talk about where I've been the past couple years, and talk about my hopes and dreams for this podcast. So a little bit about me. I was actually saved. I accepted Christ when I was 21 years old and a senior in college. And it was the greatest thing I could have ever done. It was during a really dark season of my life. I really struggled with alcohol and needs for approval, anxiety, depression. I had an eating disorder. I was bulimic, actually, for a large part of my life. And that's something that a lot of people don't know about me. But a lot of high school and early into college, I struggled severely with bulimia. And that led to a lot of anxiety and depression as well. And just feeling like I couldn't really talk to anyone about it. But anyways, so that's kind of, long story short, where I was going into the spring semester, really, of my junior year. I graduated early, so it felt like my senior year, but really right before my 21st birthday, which is really ironic to me that the Lord would radically change my life right before most people think of their lives really like getting started at 21, when you can drink and you can party and you can do all these things legally. God kind of transformed my life at that point and set me on a trajectory much different than I would have ever been on without Him. So yeah, I was in a Bible study in my college town, and that was kind of the start for me. It's where I really started asking a lot of questions and just really started experiencing God for who He was. I think for a long time I had experienced Jesus as this very like judgmental, hypocritical thing, where I heard a lot of people talk about Jesus, but then they acted a completely different way. And so I didn't really know how to put two and two together. And when I started going to this Bible study, I saw Christians who loved people, and I saw believers who loved the Lord, and I saw people who were broken and weren't afraid to say that they were broken and were willing to come together and laugh and cry and have a good time. And that was really my first experience of Christian community. And it was so cool. Being like not a believer at that time and just getting to see that was so encouraging for me. And I didn't even really know why at the time, but But I was just drawn to keep going back because it was such a safe place. Fast forward about 6 weeks from there, I ended up on a mission trip that I really probably shouldn't have been on. And I told God on the flight over there, I said, okay, God, you have 1 week. This is your week to really show up. I've been asking all the questions. I've been kind of doing all the right things, kind of, sort of, still kind of living my life, but also trying to figure out what faith was. And so this was your week. This is your week to show up and show me that you're real. And y'all, did he show up? The whole week I was there, I never shared the gospel. I just listened. The girl who led the trip knew where I stood. We actually talked about it. And the very last night we were there, God did a miracle in my life. And he did so through a group of locals who probably to this day have no idea that they changed my life. But we were hanging out with a group that we had become friends with. While we were sitting there hanging out with them, I just felt the presence of the Lord. And one of the only times I know in my life that I think I heard the voice of God. And he said, this is how I love you. And it was instantly this picture of these people who I had nothing to offer. I didn't have Jesus to give them. I didn't even speak their language. I had nothing to give them. I was so broken. I was so anxious. I was so depressed at this point. And yet they wanted me. They wanted my presence. They had loved me and cared for me and laughed with me the whole week we were there. And I just felt God tell me in that moment, this is how I love you. This is what I want from you. I just want your presence. I just want you. Nothing that you can give me, nothing that you can bring me, just you. I mean, when I tell you my life did a 180, I went back home and my 21st birthday came around. I was crying in the bar by 10 p.m., ready to go home. And that's what I did. And honestly, from then on out, it was just this like weird, I had no idea what was going on half the time. But the Bible study that I went to helped a lot. I sat on, her name was Big Bev. We love her. I sat on her couch multiple nights till 2 a.m., crying, asking questions, not understanding. And she showed me so much grace and love and patience. And it was there that I met Jesus. And I realized how much he loved me and how much he cared for me. And yeah, my life was transformed. Going from there, I finished college. I moved back to Nicaragua. Actually, that's where I got saved. Moved back there, lived there for 5 months doing missions and getting loved on by the sweetest people ever. They're still my favorite people. I would move back there in a heartbeat if God ever said so. I worked for my church for a year, which was the most amazing experience ever. I went back to school. I went to seminary. So I have my master's in biblical and theological studies, which was so fun and gave me just a foundation for God's word. And it taught me how to read my Bible and it taught me how to experience God through head knowledge, while also experiencing him with my heart and showing me that his truth is foundational. It's not, my feelings do not dictate God's truth. My feelings do not dictate what is true about God and what is not true about God. And I think that's what going to seminary taught me most importantly, was that above all else, God's word is truth. And that's honestly, going back into this podcast, what I'm leaning on. Every single episode, my hope and prayer is that we will open scripture together and we will talk about scripture and we will experience Jesus and experience God together. And we will grow and we will journey. And yeah, I want to get to know you guys. So leave comments, leave questions. Tell me who you are. Connect with me on social media, either at amber.lithgow on Instagram or Journey Promises. I would love to be your friend, like seriously. Anyways, back to life. I got married while I was in seminary, which was so fun. And then we moved to Virginia. My husband was a youth pastor for a year. I was a teacher for a year. That's when I started the podcast the first time, which was a place for people to come and share their stories. And in that season of life, that was so important for me. I was really struggling with depression and a lot of anxiety. And just hearing people's stories was so encouraging to my heart. And it is exactly what I needed in that season. But then I really felt like the Lord asked me to set it down, which was really hard, but I did. And here we are 2 years later, I felt like he was asking me to pick it back up, which was also through a really hard thing. So the past few years, I've really just been struggling with myself with a lot of identity issues, with a lot of struggle and just trusting the Lord that he knows where he has me and I can trust him with my future. And honestly, I feel like I've been very apathetic in a way of just kind of letting life happen to me instead of leaning into the Lord and asking him what he thinks about things and what he wants to teach me. I've kind of just been like letting the waves hit me, which the Bible says is not a good idea. So we should not do that. We should be steadfast in his word, not wavering on truth or faith, but steadfast in his word, because otherwise we are going to shift and move and be knocked off of our feet by the world, because the world is crazy. But yeah, it was actually through, so Big Bev, who I mentioned earlier, her husband passed away, and he was honestly the man who showed me what a good godly husband was going to look like one day. And so his death was really, really hard for me. But it was through that God really just kind of shook me awake. He was like, it's time to wake up. It's time to start moving again. It's time to start living again. It's time to knock off the fear and the shame and the doubt and trust me. And yeah, it was through his passing, and honestly at his memorial, his celebration of life, where God was like, come on, it's time to wake up. There are people who have believed in you and have poured into you, and it's time to honor them. Because living my life in fear and doubt and self-consciousness and not obedience to the Lord is A, not honoring to God. It's not honoring to the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross in the way that he has changed my life. It's not honoring to him to hide behind fear and anxiety and doubt in myself and doubt in the ways that he's leading me. It's not honoring to him. And it's also not honoring to those who have gone before me. And he really wrecked me with that. And so here we are, as afraid as ever, not really sure what I'm doing. We're just kind of going with it. But yeah, I'm really excited. And friend, I'm really glad that you're here. So wherever you're listening from, wherever you're at today, I hope that you would join me week after week as we just talk about the promises of God on our journey and where he has you, where he has me. And let's just do this together. Life is not meant to be lived alone. We are all on separate journeys. We all have different paths that the Lord is taking us down, but we are called to journey together. We're called to journey with each other in Christ as a family, as brothers and sisters. And so that's my hope for this, is that we will get to journey together, and that as I just share my heart and share what the Lord is teaching me, you would also get to experience Jesus in that. And so friend, I'm glad that you're here. I hope you stick around. And in the coming weeks, I can't wait to just share my heart with you. Yeah, there's more to come. So much more to come on the promises of God and how we can journey well. And so, yeah, if you want to be a part of it, please just go ahead and subscribe, comment, like, do all the things. It helps the podcast reach other people who may need to journey with someone. And so, yeah, I'm excited you're here. I'm excited to be here, and I'll talk to you soon.